Welcome back to this evening's entertainment banter with Matt and Joel.
Yes, and I am Matt.
And I am Joel.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So tonight we're going to talk about, a very touchy subject for some people.
Yeah, So we want to talk about...
we're going to talk about Michael Bay.
Michael Bay and...
and how
your
much,
words are raping yes, your childhood?
Yes, Michael Bay has raped my childhood. It's very painful for me to talk about it. But let's, you know what, I'm not gonna totally bash on the guy from beginning to end, but I will bash on him
He's
quite a bit.
He's not the worst filmmaker.
Well, here's the thing. Let's get right to it.
Okay.
I was introduced to Michael Bay, obviously, a while back, but the ones that stood out to me, his movies were Bad Boys. Those are the movies that, those are Michael Bay movies, you know?
They are.
They're stories that he found. And or I don't know the origins of those stories. Yeah, I don't really care. But the point I'm making is, there weren't comic books called Bad Boys. There weren't, like, you know, I don't know, 20 to 30 years of history involving Bad Boys. And so when the movies came out, in my personal opinion, they were fun rides. I enjoyed Bad Boys. I loved Will Smith. I loved Martin Lawrence. I thought the dynamic with them and their, you know, chief of police and the crime and all the stupid stuff that they do, it was nice. It was a good, entertaining, you know, two movies. So, what do you think?
Are they making a third one?
I thought they were, but I don't know. Will Smith's doing, like, Deadshot now. He's too cool for Independence Day 2. I don't know. Martin Lawrence is just getting fatter, I'm sure.
Really, nobody's too cool for Independence Day 2. This is not going to sequels, which will probably be another entertainment banter evening.
Yeah.
But the Bad Boy movies were good.
Yes.
I didn't, when you look at those two movies and you look what he's doing now, it's hard. When you mentioned earlier that he'd do Bad Boys, it was hard for me to go, I guess he did. He did do those.
Nice.
So his jump from that to destroying our childhood.
Oh my gosh, yes.
It was a good leap.
Yeah.
It was a leap from awesome to fuck you. But it's not the worst. He didn't make the worst movies.
No.
I mean, they weren't the worst.
They had potential. They had potential. So, for example, let's go to Transformers.
Let's just Transformers. Everybody knows Transformers.
Right, everybody has seen.
They made four of those movies,
and they're supposed to be doing at least two more. My understanding.
Of course,
maybe
they
three
are.
Three more. I don't even know, but I
hopefully
think
with Mark Wahlberg. I like Mark Wahlberg.
Yes, but with Transformers, okay, you have, first of all, by the way, I don't know if I heard this through Rumorville, if I was reading blogs, I can't remember so long ago. They may have even said it on the DVD commentary. I don't know, but supposedly, when Michael Bay said he would do Transformers, he went to Hasbro, obviously, and Hasbro had to talk to them about it. He wanted them to kind of, like, morph. Not transform, but morph. So I always thought of, like, the T-1000 from Terminator
2. He legitimately went over there to do that?
Yeah. Like, well, originally, he didn't like the idea, you know, of, like, gears and stuff moving or whatever. So I guess he wanted it to be a morphing thing, which, by the way, thank God for Hasbro. At least they went and said, no, not morphers, they're transformers.
Well, it's going to affect their toy distribution.
Right.
If it was morph.
Oh, of course.
Morphin' Transformers!
The whole brand is called
Transformers. They're not called morphers.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Which leads me on to other things. You're cracking me up because I got so much hatred for these
you
movies.
You do. I did too. Like, we can get into it later, but I'll mention Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles later
yeah.
and how that went about. But it was interesting because one of my friends who was really excited about Transformers because
right.
They made this car commercial. I don't know what car maker did it, but it was like this
probably
car
Chevy.
That transformed into a transformer
right.
and started like a robot and started dancing.
Right.
And then like it transformed back to the car and then it was like the car. And my friend showed me this commercial over and over again, repeating, going, they're going to make a movie. They're going to make a Transformers movie. He was so excited.
Right.
And then his dreams were crushed.
Oh, everybody's was. Well, and so here's the thing. I'm going to jump around, and I apologize, but Transformers 4, if you noticed, if you actually watched it, Michael Bay got his wish, and they started morphing, because the whole point was they found this weird metal from Cybertron, or whatever, it's what they're made of, is what they said in the quote.
That's the Mark Wahlberg one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, if you watch it, they're morphing metal.
I feel like that was the better one, out of all the four movies that were made. The fourth one and the first one are probably the best. I'm not a huge fan of Shia LaBeouf.
Right.
Do it!
Oh my gosh. So
but,
started.
But he did all right as the character. And then like the second and third, like I did, was it the second or third one where Oh my god, I'm blanking on the name.
Well, if you're thinking about Crap, then yes.
No, no. It was. What's his name died? The semi truck.
Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime. I couldn't. I'm sorry, viewers. I am sorry, listeners. Optimus Prime, when he died, I did choke up a little bit.
Are you nuts?
Okay, I did. He's Optimus Prime.
All right, let me.
Fun fact about him, though. Has nothing to do with Michael Bay.
He's not Jewish.
The voice of Optimus Prime he's been doing it since all the toy commercials,
yes.
the video games, the cartoons,
yes.
the movies. He has that contractor. I don't know how he's got it, but he is the sole voice of Optimus Prime.
Well, I think it's not just a contract. I think
the love of it.
Fans love him. Peter Cullen is a huge voice actor from the 80s. Anything from childhood. I don't know if people know this, but he was in Voltron. He did a whole bunch of other stuff. I'm not sure what else, but he's done so many things and very obscure things, things that people don't even realize. And
he did Toonami, I think. The voiceover for Toonami for a little bit.
Maybe. I know for a fact, like, but I'm thinking, like, cartoons you wouldn't even think of, like, what was it called? It was based on a video game, Dragon's Lair, I think it was. I think he did voices for Dragon's Lair, which was a Hanna-Barbera thing. Like,
sure.
He's done a lot of stuff. But anyway.
All right, so we're getting off topic here. Let's go back to Michael Bay. Exploding your childhood.
Yes.
Because Michael Bay loves explosions.
I didn't say explode. I said he raped it. Okay. Straight up raped it. Getting back to what you had said about Optimus Prime dying. Okay. First of all, I'm a huge, huge fan of Transformers. I can't help it. I'm a sucker. I'm a product of the 80s. And the G1 especially. They killed Optimus in the G1 movie. All right. Everybody that knows that movie and is a fan, when Michael Bay did that, it was, like, in my thing, a ridiculous cop-out. And I gotta tell you, because, like, the more I talk about it, the more it makes me angry. Optimus Prime is a perfect person to talk about when it comes to Michael Bay films, okay? Because you know who's not in Michael Bay films? Optimus fucking Prime. Because he shows up, and he's like, I'm a leader. We are struggling. And then he disappears, and he's either, like, dying, or he's
riding dinosaurs.
Or he's caught in some web, like, while all the battles are going on.
He's not there.
And he shows up literally at the last minute and does one or two badass things, and then the movie's over. We sat through 2.5 hours of what I call Michael Bay's humans guest starring the Transformers, because all you see is a bunch of human comedy, a bunch of human crap.
It's
Bad Boys with talking cars.
There's so much. That's a bad. That's not a good comparison.
It is.
Come on.
No, because Bad Boys had cars that were
badass.
But
there's so much CGI of the Transformers. Like, how much? I guess when you take on a movie like this, you're gonna have to have a shit ton of CGI.
Well, it costs money, I'm sure.
Yeah, it didn't mean he didn't have it. I mean, he also loves to do a lot of his action scenes and everything. Mm-hmm. So that's why he should not have taken this movie on, because he likes doing realistic shots.
Yes.
He will spend the time to set up a real explosion and do the stunts and do
sure.
it right.
And
not use CGI,
that.
Which is great. So why he took an undertaking of, like, his huge CGI mm-hmm. trilogy, if you can say,
right.
four movies, going on to two trilogies, whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is.
He should not have taken that in as CGI. Like, it's against, like, what he wants to do. So that's probably why you see a lapse of not having the Transformers while his humans are running around, because he wants to do this realism.
I don't know, but if you take the amount of screen time humans have over the Transformers, and what
probably
I'm gonna
a lot.
And I'm gonna say too, the Transformers don't count if they're in vehicle form. If you actually watch how many, like, times you see Transformers socializing as robots, it's very limited, very limited.
He's doing Hungry Hungry Hippo soon.
Okay, you know what? That doesn't help.
No, he's not.
No, but that is a movie. It's Hasbro.
Is it really?
I think so.
Oh my god, it'd be great.
Because Hasbro's pumping out all of the other.
But
ones,
he's not
like, going to
do it.
Battleship.
He didn't do G.I. Joe. He didn't do Battleship. And they didn't even say Sunk My Battleship in that fucking movie. I didn't watch that movie, but Liam.
Jason, I know.
Don't get me started.
We're gonna have
why are they running my board games? When's Monopoly coming out? Oh, Wolf of Wall Street?
That's another topic. We got to stick to Michael Bay.
Michael Bay.
So I will give you this. Michael Bay is really good. His cinematography and is good, especially when
he's a good eye.
He picks great cars, and he creates great time of day, shooting, lighting, locations, all of that. I think I appreciate those aspects. Like, it's eye candy.
Sure.
But it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I will give him credit for that. He does a great job working with our military. He gets some really cool shots with our military and supports them. In fact, one of the nice things I appreciated was they actually get some military personnel in his movies, and they're reoccurring people. Like, they show up. And it's interesting because one guy, I don't know if it was a choice of makeup or if it was legit, but he had scars. First movie he was in, he didn't have scars, and the second movie he did. So I don't know if he went and did combat or whatever and came back.
You think it's real scars?
I think so. I think so. I think it was definitely face change.
Are you sure they're actually military people?
Some of the people he recruits are military. See, he does. And that's good. I mean, I'm not knocking him about that. I said raped my childhood. I didn't say support the military. There's a difference, you know?
You military brat.
Hoorah. All right, anyways, getting back to Transformers real quick. I think my problem is the stories are terrible. Now, for example, like all things in Hollywood, things happen. Shia LaBeouf, I hate that guy. He broke his hand or his wrist in this car accident, which dramatically changed the story for 2.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is that why it changed?
Yeah, okay. I think so. And, like, if you notice, they do their little time jump or whatever the hell they do, their teleportation. They fly through the desert and he lands, and all of a sudden he's broken his arm. And he's like, oh, my arm's broken. And somehow they wrap his hand in cloth and it miraculously becomes this fucking cast. I mean, like, come on, people. Really? This is pathetic. And Devastator.
I have to go watch these damn movies again because of you.
Yeah, the Devastator, like the idea of, like, you know, I'm hiding under the scrotum or like the balls or something. Like, I'm just like,
oh, that big thing was sucking things in.
Yeah, and like the idea of the ghetto racist robots, Autobots, and the Autobots that were established disappeared. There's like new Autobots, but old Autobots go away. They don't keep building on the characters.
They don't.
It's just random crap.
Well, they're building on Shiloh's character.
Yeah, and his character was terrible.
And Megan Fox.
That's all politics, and that leads into TMNT.
And that was awful with Megan Fox, because I don't even think she was that hot. And everyone's just like, she was the hottest thing in the world, and then she was 10 times hotter because she kind of knew what cars were. It's like, I'm a huge motorhead, gearhead.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
I'm into all that kind of shit, and work on my own cars, and she didn't do anything for me.
No. They had that. I remember that one established shot where she's like leaning over that motorcycle and everyone's trying to look up this Jean Shorts that doesn't, you know what I mean? You can't do this on film, but like everyone's just like, ooh, ah, she looks so hot.
Yeah, she has a nice body.
Right.
She's hot, but her pull trying to get more money because of like she's so important to the movie is throwaway.
Yeah.
And that's why she did get thrown away.
Well, and she also ran her mouth, I guess.
She did.
So, because
she thinks he's hot shit.
Right. Well,
most likely. But just like how Michael Bay thinks he's like top shit.
Right. Well, and he got really grumpy on one of the sets. The last one, I think the fourth filming, like, he kicked people off set big time. He was really annoyed that people were on set.
I can get it. Yeah. People get mad on set. And I cannot judge people getting mad on set because I don't know what's going on that set.
Right.
You and I work in entertainment.
Right.
We get mad on set. You get pissed off at each other at certain times. You know, you're trying to get a certain shot. You're trying to set this up. You're trying to do this. And someone gets in the way because they don't know what's going on. They're being careless.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to lose your temper a little bit. Other people manage it better than others.
Right.
I'm not going to say what he does and yells at people. People say he's hard to work with. I'm not going to justify that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that you don't know the circumstances of why.
Oh, for sure. And I'm not going to criticize that. He's got a lot of pressure and a lot of stuff going on.
To ruin your childhood more and more.
Yeah. Well, when you get to
that level. Got a lot of pressure.
When you get to that level, I can understand, you know, you have a right to say your shit doesn't stink.
But... Right, right. Okay, so Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I really wanted to talk about this one.
Well, because, then I'll let you go for it, because I talked a lot on Transformers.
So just because you said you raped your childhood. And then when they first announced Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you saw the movie, right?
Of course.
And he wanted to make them aliens.
Everybody knew that.
Pissed everybody off.
Everybody got angry.
And, like, there's all these memes out there showing turtles with the aliens from Ridley Scott's movies coming out and everything. It was hilarious. And they can't be aliens. They're fucking mutant turtles. Again, he's trying to mess with their
title.
He's messing with their childhood.
Yeah.
And watching the movie, it actually went really well. I liked the movie for what it was.
Okay.
The bullshit with April and being part of their mutation was bullshit. That was not needed at all. It was something that Megan Fox, to have more of a part. April O'Neil's not that big of a part in Teenage Mutant Turtles.
Well, it's interesting that you brought that up, because I'll tell you a couple of things. Because I'm a nerd, and I read other things. I try to do my homework. IDW, I'm a huge fan. Now, granted, I'm biased, because IDW does Transformers, does G.I. Joe, does Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They do My Little Pony for girls and bronies. They do a lot of great work
right now. Matt here's a brony, I hear.
I appreciate My Little Pony, but I am not a brony by any means. But the point I'm getting at is...
I wish I knew a pony name so I can go, yeah, he's got that pony up on his wall.
You're so dumb. Yeah, exactly. I don't know either. So there you go. So that proves I'm not a brony. Nothing wrong with bronies, by the way, for brony listeners, because Joel might be a little biased. But anyways, I'm probably prejudiced. IDW has done a great thing with their Turtle comic, the one that they're currently running. And that is, they have taken every genre of Turtles known to man, the cartoon show, sure, the movies, old comics, new cartoon shows, and they have basically like kind of put everything that they thought was great about those books and comics and shows and movies, put it in a blender, mixed it up, and created this amazingly new story arc. And they honor certain things with twists, and I think the comic has been
for great. TMNT?
Yes. So, for example, this comic's gimmick is the Turtles are past lives. So they're from Japan. Shredder's character, Omoto, whatever his name is, Splinter's character, Amato Yoshi, Amato Yoshi had four sons, legitimate Japanese four sons. It takes place in feudal Japan, all this other stuff. And that's what starts it. And then they're reincarnated as the Turtles later in modern time. But the point I'm making...
That's an interesting concept.
The point I'm making is the origin stories of TGRI and the idea of the Turtles and the Ooze coming from either, whether it's a chemical factory from a movie or if it's from an alien compound, whatever the case may be. In this comic, April's family had some work for TGRI or whatever, created the Ooze. So this movie may have stolen a little bit from that.
Maybe. Probably to give, because the Turtles didn't get nearly as much screen time, almost probably like the Transformers, as you thought they would. My biggest problem with the Turtles in their animation, I mean, it was a great show.
Yes.
I thought it was well done.
The movie or the
show? Movie, yeah, the movie. Yep. But they have nostrils? They're not supposed to have fucking nostrils. And it's funny, you can go watch back the original TMNT movies, the live action ones, the 1, 2, and 3. The first one was the best.
Right.
I like the second one too. It's not too bad. The
second one's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I saw the third one. Anyways, they're all costumes. Mm-hmm. And they still stand up to today.
Yeah.
Which, and then there's no reason why they couldn't have done the CGI that looked like that. There's no reason. They made them huge. They were huge.
They were massive. They were, well, that's the Michael Bay stuff that people hate. He roided them up.
He did.
And it's, you know, again, it's his choice. You know, and
Hollywood, and give them nostrils.
And if you notice, any time you see something redone, or not redone, but done anew, they always try to change the style. And so by changing the style, he decided to roid up the turtles. So from here on out, they're going to change the style again. They might be really skinny ones. They actually might be walking all fours.
And they change them all the time in cartoons.
They
and
do.
Like, in the cartoon,
but everyone's going to know Michael Bay's turtles as roided turtles.
Yes.
They're kind of absurd and ridiculous and with nostrils and whatever.
They had their personalities down, though.
They had
their personalities.
It's really hard to frig that up, you know?
And if you did,
the fan base would be livid.
And that's why they didn't get that. It still bombed as a movie, though.
It did.
But it didn't get that. Some of the fans weren't that upset at it.
No.
Like, it came, there was a lot of uproar about it, and because, like, aliens, blah, blah, and doing all that, and then seeing the trailers, people were like, eh. The people who grew up with it still saw it.
Right.
And then it just died off.
Sure.
It didn't go anymore.
Watching the movie in the theater, because I gave it a chance after I found out that they were not going to... Yeah, I know. But I try to support and go into things with open mind.
Sure.
But the thing that, as a fan, that kind of pissed me off was there was a couple lines written in purposely to dig back at the fans. And that was like, I think April says something like the equivalent of, well, they're not like aliens. I mean, that would just be stupid.
I kind of remember that. So, and then they make fun of like the subway and all that. You want to live in the subway? Why would you live there? And make fun of the other movies?
Yeah. So I think they purposely. So in my mind, you know, you're biting the hand that feeds you a little bit. You know, if a fan base creates a franchise to be successful, and then you go and decide to screw it all up, and fans tell you, "Hey, we love this so much, we are going out of our way to tell you this sucks before you make it," and then you still dig at the fans. Michael Bay, that's a big no-no to you.
Yeah,
you
know? Like, your success is due to fandom.
But at that point, his success, in his mind, I'm sure, is based more on, like, hey, I make movies and you don't. Fuck you. I got the money.
Which is shitty, because just
saw it. And people still go see it. Like, hey, I'm just as guilty of it. I went and saw it.
That's the shitty thing, is, like, if you're a consumer, consumers drive the entertainment world.
Right.
Like, if you don't like a show, don't watch it. Don't support it, and then it'll die out, and the next thing will come in. So, TMNT... It bombed regardless, even though you saw it.
Yeah.
So hopefully If he plans on making a second one,
which I think they are,
that he better even, they can't reboot it, but they can tweak it.
I would hope they carry on to the story.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing too. We're running out of time, but let's try to get it into. I thought if they had named this movie April O'Neil, I think it would have been a great movie, because if you look at it, it was a lot about April. Her. It's a lot more about April, yeah. Which is fine. I'm not against that, but it just seemed weird.
She can't act. Megan Fox needs.
You know what? I'm not gonna knock her in this either. I'm because it's a Turtles movie. I don't expect it to win the Academy Awards. You know what I mean? But the Shredder, I will talk briefly about him, because you see this really cool kind of bald guy in silhouette. He's saying, "Where this is blah blah." He's giving his scary talk like this needs to happen, blah blah sure. blah. And the next time we see him, he's all like. And the costume's amazingly crazy. You know, I'll accept it as a really cool Shredder look, but it's a Transformer.
I never thought about that.
You know what I mean? It straight up looks like a robotic Transformer. He's got his knives upon knives upon knives jetting out, and like transforming. But, you know.
Where's Crane at?
I wanted to see more personal relationships. I wish people would go and make a good like, for example, a Ninja Turtle movie where Mato Yoshi and Shredder's story are actually told.
They're not. The thing is,
that would be an amazing story.
It would be amazing. That's what we want. And I guess we're going on closing thoughts right now, since we're running out. You don't want to closing thoughts?
We got a little time. We got.
All right, we're wasting time talking about having no time.
Well, get talking.
Oh, okay. So fans would love to see things like that, and like other studios try to do it. The only studio, bring it back up again,
yeah,
has only successfully done it,
I know,
to bring in stories like that and build it up in areas all over the world, or all over the
well, I know what you
the
mean.
Universe,
yeah,
is Marvel. They're the only ones who are doing it right.
Well,
and that's why it's doing so well with characters not many people cared about in the comics.
Absolutely.
And not saying that they were good characters.
Right.
But not. Own. But now
but nobody would go see.
They are
like
way
you
more
said.
Popular. Like, yes. Their movies are making more than any other superhero movie.
And they're smart because they are marrying
they
all the characters
all.
In all their shows.
And I think they can create the universe of TMNT.
Disney and Marvel credit, because I hope and I think they'll do that with Star Wars as well. But what I'm hoping, and we talked about this in another podcast, is that people start to get smart and get on the bandwagon with this mentality. Like, I hope DC starts to do it.
They see it and they want to do it. They don't know how to execute
it
proper.
And I hope, well, here's the problem with it. And obviously Hasbro just picking random movie companies to do their
well, they're picking random toy franchises and going, let's make a toy.
No, but Hasbro is a great company. And
it'll be a Disney company soon,
I'm sure. They have a great product. I hope not, but probably. Because then that company that I am fond of, for obvious reasons, which I'm not going to say any more than that, Disney, will then really truly own everything that I loved as a child. And that's kind of dangerous. But they're not messing up Marvel, and they're not messing up Star Wars as of yet, so I think that'll be okay. But yes, getting back to Michael Bay and the Transformers and the Ninja Turtles with Hasbro and Playmate Toys or whatever, I just wish that they would take a page from this and they could build an amazing franchise. You could have 20 Turtle movies. If you did it right, you could have 20 Transformers movies.
What?
People are getting pissed off. You know, if you were to combine, if Michael Bay and Hasbro would get together and do like a Transformers G.I. Joe combination like they're doing with Marvel, it would be amazing.
Do G.I. Joes and Transformers?
It's all Hasbro based. They're all Hasbro.
But I know, products. But in anywhere else, I mean, I guess you could make a really script to bring them both into it.
Yeah, but right now, well, I don't know if Paramount did G.I. Joe. I gotta go back. I can't remember. But I know they did Transformers, May. Obviously. But so final thoughts on Michael Bay and the raping of our childhood.
He did a really good job of raping it.
Yeah.
My next time I will put some makeup on so I can look pretty.
Yeah.
Because I might as well look good while I'm getting fucked in the ass.
Well, you're gonna watch the other Transformers,
but
you're gonna watch the other
Turtles? I will probably watch them. Here's the thing. My final thought is Michael Bay is destroying what I loved as a child, but at the same time creating something new for the new generation. No, it's not going to be what we had as children.
Right.
No, it's not going to be the exact same entertainment. Mm-hmm. But I still, when I go and see a movie, no matter how bad it is, sometimes, you know, you have to go see a shitty movie to enjoy a good movie. You know, it's just like eating bad food to enjoy good food.
Right.
That's kind of like my philosophy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if it entertains me and I don't have to keep looking at my watch like, are we still watching this movie? Or question, are we watching a movie?
Right.
It's a good movie. It took me on an adventure. It made me escape reality. And And all definitions aside, escaping reality is what their job is.
Sure.
And
well, I gotta tell you, I've never wanted to walk out. There's only two movies I ever wanted to walk out of, and it was personal preference. One was X-Men 3 because they killed off Cyclops in the first 5 minutes, and then that's my favorite character, and they got rid of all the other X-Men in some form or fashion. And the other one was Transformers 3. When I had what's his name? I can't even remember. John Malkovich. When he was rolling on the ground like a little kitty dog, and Bumblebee was tickling him or some crap in Transformers 3, and I was already like an hour and a half invested into the movie. That was the first time in my life I generally, legitimately was like, if this movie doesn't pick up in the next 5 seconds, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. I've never been so irritated watching a movie in my life.
And did you get up?
No, because thank God the city started collapsing. So I was like, all right, this is kind of entertaining. But you've been
listening. Explosions!
Yes, but you've been listening to Entertainment Banter with Joel and Matt. And thank you for listening. And hope you have a good day.
I'm Joel.
I'm Matt.
And I am done.